DOI's Genesis mission is a Federation bet built over new supercomputers. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, the first Genesis mission summit produced several large numbers, but none of them explains what DOE is actually building. On July 22nd, the Department of Energy selected 278 projects involving 342 participating institutions under the Genesis mission request for applications, the $293 million call DOE opened in March. The projects were selected for award negotiations, and DOE says selection does not guarantee that an award will be issued or funded. The White House announced more than $5 billion in federal commitments across more than 15 agencies. DOE separately announced more than $800 million in partner support, including compute resources and credits, models, cloud infrastructure, expertise, research partnerships, and direct funding. Those announcements converge on the American Science and Security Platform, the technology infrastructure that Executive Order 14363 directed DOE to establish and operate for the Genesis mission. DOE describes the platform as two tightly coupled programs, the American Science Cloud and the Transformational AI Models Consortium, with agentic services, model context protocol tools, gateways, and reusable skills cutting across both. Users will encounter individual products inside it, and at first glance, the architecture can read as three separate efforts. Both impressions understate how much of the design is in the connections between the pieces. That framing changes how the effort should be evaluated. The immediate bet is whether DOE can make a heterogeneous collection of existing systems, forthcoming AI infrastructure, commercial resources, scientific data, models, and institutional access rules behave like one usable platform. Faster hardware is the more familiar purchase, and the mission includes that too. Getting the architecture right. Genesis mission is the overall national initiative. DOE Undersecretary for Science Dario Gil directs the department's implementation of the mission, while the executive order assigns broader leadership and interagency coordination roles across the federal government. The American Science and Security Platform is the mission's technology engine. DOE describes it as integrating high-performance computing, AI resources, scientific facilities, data, models, and production capabilities. Within that platform are two coupled programs. The American Science Cloud, AMSEC, is the federated infrastructure and service layer. It is intended to connect identity, data, models, workflows, computing systems, and commercial resources through common interfaces. The Transformational AI Models Consortium, ModCon, develops scientific AI models, agents, data assets, evaluation methods, and related software capabilities that are intended to be delivered through AMSEC. Agentic orchestration, MCP-compatible tools, the Model Access Gateway, and Genesis skills sit across both programs as shared capabilities. They carry no separate statutory identity and no funding line of their own, which is why counting them as a third program distorts the picture. One naming trap remains important. ModCon and the Genesis Mission Consortium are different entities. ModCon is a lab-led scientific AI program. The Genesis Mission Consortium is a separate public-private partnership vehicle for industry, academic, nonprofit, and government participation. AMSCEF, Federation First, Hardware in the Fine Print. AMSCEF has a stronger legal foundation than the executive order alone. Section 50,404 of Public Law 119-21 established the American Science Cloud, directed DOE to curate scientific data and begin seed work on self-improving AI models, and provided $150 million through September 30, 2026 for that work. DOE's laboratory announcement, LAB253555, set a planning assumption of roughly $40 million, allowed up to $75 million with additional scope, contemplated 1 to 10 awards, and proposed a 1 to 2-year project period. DOE has since selected a $40 million AMSC package, led by Georgia Tarassi at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, for award negotiations. What that money buys is the integration layer that supercomputing programs routinely underfund: common identity and authorization, usage metering, telemetry, data movement, AI-ready catalogs, model training and inference services, HPC job submission, and interfaces to DOE's integrated research infrastructure. The public AMSEC site groups those capabilities into data, model, AI, and infrastructure services. The solicitation anticipates a broader substrate than the word cloud suggests, calling for integration with Advanced Scientific Computing Research Facilities, ESNet, the High Performance Data Facility, other DOE resources, and commercial cloud systems. DOE itself describes AMSEC as enabling software and hardware infrastructure. One sentence in the solicitation has carried most of the interpretive weight. The technical scope of this proposal should not include acquisitions of large-scale high-performance computing assets. The qualifiers matter. The restriction applies to the technical scope of this AMSEC proposal, and it applies to large-scale HPC assets. The same solicitation calls for a pre-production hardware environment capable of representing major DOE facilities and permits equipment needed to build and test the platform. Read in context, the sentence describes what this particular procurement is for: integration and federation, on a 1 to 2 year clock, with leadership system acquisition nowhere in its remit and nowhere in its budget. Whether that scope is the right size for the problem is a separate question, and the product catalogue is where it starts to get answered. What is operating now? The current AMSEC product catalogue provides a more useful maturity test than summit stage language. The model access gateway and federated identity in single sign-on are labelled candidate products. The gateway is open to a limited set of AMSEC early users and selected Genesis mission teams. General research community access has not opened. It initially exposes models through commercial providers, with broader integrations planned. Most other services, including the AMSEC dashboard, MyAMSEC, the IRI API, Python SDK, curated software stacks, model management services, data movement, the Lakehouse, and the data catalogue are labelled incubator. The public catalogue lists the inference engine as TBD. Read together, those labels describe stage deployment. Duo has working components, limited access candidates, prototypes, and a published product pipeline. A uniformly production-ready service spanning every participating facility is still ahead of it. The distinction matters most for the model access gateway. The summit demonstration showed a credible workflow. Authenticate, select an approved model, create credentials, and begin work without a separate commercial procurement cycle. The service behind that demonstration serves a constrained user population under early delivery terms. A universal model marketplace for DOE science is a later milestone. Federated identity and single sign-on sits in the same position. It addresses one of the platform's highest value problems, and DOE still describes it as a candidate product with broader minimum viable product milestones ahead. ModCon, models, agents, and an unfinished production path. ModCon is the scientific AI capability program paired with AMSCI. DOE has selected a $30 million package, led by Argonne National Laboratory's Rick Stevens, for award negotiations. Its objective is broader than assembling a model catalogue. DOE's ModCon description covers scientific foundation models, autonomous agents, AI-ready data, evaluation, verification, validation, software environments, and intellectual property frameworks. AMSCI is the intended delivery vehicle for all of it. The program has concrete early assets. Its planning materials identify 16 seedling model teams, a core agentic framework led by Argonne's Ian Foster, and more than 350 model and agent cards across more than 30 scientific and mission domains. That count is an inventory and interoperability milestone, not evidence that DOE has created 350 new scientific models. The same materials indicate that data and compute resource cards are later additions. ModCon has also published Genesis Skills, reusable instructions built on the Open Agent Skills format. DOE presents them through Claude Code today, and the architectural point is portability across compatible agent systems. The strongest evidence of progress is operational experimentation. According to DOE's ModCon confab materials, three hackathons culminated in an April event with more than 180 participants and six live demonstrations spanning Frontier, Polaris, NERSI, and Slack. One workflow submitted VASP calculations to NERSI's Perlmutter through a facility API, with participants reporting that they assembled a working pipeline in roughly 2 hours. Other demonstrations covered agent-driven execution, data discovery, model evaluation, and the re-architecture of prior federation work such as WinCaps1, DOE's unified AI analysis layer across 7 beamline facilities. The same materials are unusually candid about what did not work. Participants encountered separate facility accounts, manual whitelisting, job status errors, manual object storage provisioning, incomplete MyAMSCI integration, disconnected model registration, and data transfer steps that need further automation. The hackathons are validating interfaces and exposing integration debt at the same time, which is roughly what a program at this stage should be producing. Whether thousands of concurrent agents can run reliably across DOE facilities as a production service is a question those demonstrations do not settle. What compute sits underneath Genesis? The platform's immediate value comes partly from making existing national resources easier to use. Those resources include leadership systems and AI testbeds at Oak Ridge, Argonne, NERSE, and other DOE sites, along with ESnet and the emerging high-performance data facility. The mission is also buying hardware. At Oak Ridge, Lux and Discovery add new AI-oriented capacity, with Lux planned for deployment in 2026 and Discovery planned for 2028. Oak Ridge says half of Lux's annual node hours are reserved for Genesis mission work. The lab has been building operational expertise for exactly this kind of build-out through its next-generation data center institute. At Argonne, DOE has announced Equinox and Solstice, systems expected to incorporate approximately 10,000 and 100,000 NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs, respectively, alongside access to commercial Oracle infrastructure. At Los Alamos, mission and vision were already on the National Nuclear Security Administration's roadmap before the Genesis executive order, and they now sit within the mission's broader compute narrative. SCN has documented that sequence in detail. The machine predates the mission, and so does the AI framing attached to it. These examples point in two directions at once. Genesis is absorbing and reframing infrastructure that was already funded or planned, and it is arriving alongside major new machine acquisitions and public-private compute partnerships. Describe it as a software layer over existing iron, and you lose the second half. Describe it as a new supercomputer program, and you lose the first. The ambiguity is not unique to Genesis. SCN has traced the same repositioning across the simulation machine market, where systems designed for classical workloads are now sold as AI infrastructure. The more accurate description is a Federation-first platform built over a mixed estate of existing systems, forthcoming DOE machines, commercial cloud capacity, and partner-provided resources. Six numbers, six different scopes. The program's monetary figures describe different scopes and statuses. Treating them as one denominator obscures more than it reveals. A data table appears here. See the written article for details. DOE's FY2027 Office of AI and Quantum request matters most here because it covers supercomputer acquisition, equipment, facilities, and upgrades, as well as software and program operations. The broader mission does not reduce to the $40 million AMSC selection. The AMSC integration budget is still small relative to the institutional problem it is meant to solve. Federating identity, policy, data movement, job control, model access, metering, security, and support across laboratories is not ordinary middleware work, and the early hackathon gaps show that the hard problems are as administrative as they are technical. Is Genesis coordination on a shoestring? The description fits parts of the first-year integration effort. It fails as a description of the mission, where federal commitments, partner resources, the RFA, new systems, and requested future appropriations form a much larger portfolio. The sharper question is whether enough of that portfolio reaches the unglamorous integration and operations work required to make the hardware useful as a shared platform. The open questions DOE now has to answer. What follows is SCN's analysis rather than a DOE claim. Can identity become genuinely portable? A common login is valuable only if authorization, project membership, accounting, export controls, facility policy, and incident response also work across institutions. The hackathon record shows that separate accounts and manual approval steps still exist. DOE should publish a facility-by-facility adoption map and a date for eliminating routine duplicate onboarding. Can demonstrations become reliable services? A two-hour hackathon integration is encouraging. Production users need service-level expectations, support ownership, versioning, observability, and failure recovery. Candidate and incubator labels are honest. The next step is publishing measurable exit criteria for each stage. How will compute be allocated? DOE says selected teams will receive access to resources across laboratories and partner facilities. The public record does not yet establish that all 278 projects will use the same four named systems, nor should it. DOE should disclose how workloads are matched to facilities, how queue priority is determined, and how commercial credits interact with national lab allocations. What counts as scientific productivity? The mission frequently invokes faster discovery and higher research productivity. Those claims need operational metrics. Time from project approval to first run, time spent on authentication and data movement, workflow completion rates, model validation quality, reproducibility, utilization, scientific output per dollar, and scientific output per unit of energy. The read: Genesis is a Federation bet. DOE is trying to make a mixed portfolio of national lab systems, new AI machines, commercial infrastructure, scientific instruments, data collections, models, and agents function through a common service fabric. AMSC is the integration platform. ModCon supplies the scientific AI capabilities delivered through it, and the agentic and MCP-compatible services connect users to both. The early evidence is real and incomplete. DOE has selected initial program packages for negotiations, published a product catalogue, delivered limited access gateway and identity services, assembled model and agent inventories, and run multi-facility demonstrations. It has also documented manual access steps, disconnected services, and operational gaps that keep the platform short of a mature nationwide production environment. The procurement language reads clearly in context. The initial AM school excludes large-scale HPC purchases from that proposal because its job is federation. The larger Genesis mission still includes major new systems at Oak Ridge, Argonne, and Los Alamos, along with commercial and partner capacity. Card counts, agent counts, announcements, and selected team totals will keep accumulating. The next year is better judged on a smaller set of hard outcomes: one-time onboarding, reliable cross-facility execution, automated data movement, measurable reductions in time to science, and transparent resource allocation. If DOE can deliver those outcomes, Genesis may make a collection of powerful but fragmented assets behave like one scientific instrument. If it cannot, the mission will remain a compelling interface layered over the same institutional boundaries researchers already know.